Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Terry Boyd's World. Only on 92.3 KGON. Portland's Classic Rock.
So, Brian Shannon's daughter is on the phone with us. Her name is McKinsey. Now, Brian, you are somebody who has been to a medium in the past.
Yes, I have. I did a reading about 2017, somewhere around May 2017, to reach out to two of my old radio partners, Stevens and Pruitt, who were very popular in Houston, who had since passed. And while we were talking to the medium from Belgium, she kept saying that all these other people were crowding in and wanting to talk to me. And it turned out it was a lot of family members, and she didn't know squat about me, and sure didn't know squat about my family, the medium. And she was dead on. I've posted that video. It's a YouTube video. It's on the Facebook page at KGON's Facebook page, and you can scroll into 36 minutes and 50 seconds of the hour-long interview. That's where my family kicks in, and it's pretty astounding.
I do not know what happened. I didn't look at the video yet. You're going to share with us on the radio about 8:20. So your daughter McKinsey went to a medium recently. McKinsey, your dad's experience, did that have an influence on you?
Oh, of course. After his reading, well, I found out that my great-great-grandmother apparently has been watching over me and enjoys my spunk. So obviously, I mean, my father's side of the family, I mainly didn't get to meet. My grandmother passed when I was 21, and then my grandfather passed when I was 8. So I don't really have that much connection with the Shannons. So, I mean, might as well take it where I can get it, especially if apparently somebody from way back when that I don't even think my own father has met is watching me through my days. Might as well see what I can find out about my own family and heritage.
And you said that you got invited or had an opportunity to be on this podcast, and you simply gave the medium your first name, no last name, so she couldn't Google anything, and you gave him or her a picture of my dad at 17 when he enlisted in the Navy during World War II.
Yes, so one of the local radio hosts here in Houston posted on her Instagram, who I follow, just stating that if you wanted to do this podcast, shoot her a DM. So I did, and she had me send her a photo of who I wanted to connect with that wasn't Googleable. And so I took Granddad's Navy portrait that I know isn't on the internet, and I sent it to her, and she gave it to the medium. So she couldn't even look at my Instagram or anything like that. It was simply given to the medium by the radio host. And then right before I connected with the radio host, before connecting with the medium, she even asked me what my name was, because she didn't know if on my Instagram that was like a nickname or some kind of pseudonym or whatever. But so she only knew my name and then the picture of my grandfather. She didn't know my age, my last name. I don't even know if she even knew if I was from Houston. So
right. So how accurate do you feel this reading was after you started having the conversation?
There were some points that I really wanted to ask more questions to see truly how accurate it would be, but I was a little nervous to give anything away. For example, she was talking about how my grandfather loved being able to see the countryside and be in all the trees and hang out, but I know he grew up in the country. He lived on, what, 163 acres?
140, so, but I like the way you think.
I don't mean to be a naysayer here. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
No,
so those seem like things that maybe the medium might have been fishing, right? Like throwing out, I see the pastures and all the other stuff. What conclusive thing happened for you, Mackenzie, that you went, whoa, and then like shiver up your spine?
One thing I found very odd was the medium asked me if I was a fur mama, and I said, yes, I have a cat. She was like, are you thinking about getting a second? And I was like, yes, I have been considering getting a dog. So I thought that was very odd. And then the fact that she also told me that a dog was with my grandfather in heaven. And then after talking to my dad, I called him as soon as this was done. And the medium said that maybe this dog was around when I was 8 or when my grandfather was 8. But when my father was 8, he had a black and white dog named Herman.
Border collie named Herman, and he was my dog from elementary school almost through high school before he, you know, passed away of old age. But, yep.
Where do dogs go when they already live on a farm?
Well, I can tell you right now, our two favorite dogs are buried under a huge oak tree right behind our house.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So anything else happened during this conversation? Because I don't know your dad's story yet about his encounter with the medium, but when we were just talking during a song and the passion and the welling of tears that came up in you know, your dad's pretty, you know, funny, ha, 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 goofing around all the time. There was a definite change in him. Was there a moment for you where you had that overwhelming sensation?
Cried like a baby, knowing that he's watching me, and apparently whenever I see a dragonfly, that's him near me. And like I said, I was 8 when he passed. I don't have many memories of him. So
when I had my reading, that medium told me that our relatives do come back and attach themselves to family members, i.e. great-great-grandmother Mary is attached to Mackenzie.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you just creeped me out with the dragonfly thing. Because about a week ago, I was sitting in my backyard with my wife, and this dragonfly kept flying right into my face where we were just staring at each other.
Yeah.
And my wife said, don't kill it. Don't kill it. I'm like, I'm not going to kill it. I'm staring at it. But that's weird. You never see dragonflies here in Oregon. And then, you know, and I'm wondering, because I wonder if that's like someone who's passed.
Your dad's
They're
gone.
Hanging out. Exactly. And I just said it as a joke.
Yeah.
Whoa, that just creeped me out, man.
The other thing that she was talking to me about, she asked me if he had headaches. And my dad, during his treatment for multiple sclerosis, which is what killed him, he had fluid on the brain. So they went in and put a shunt into his brain and a drain down his side so he could pass this fluid safely along that way. So we had that. I forgot, Mackenzie, until after we hung up. There was a time during his illness that he would just start shaking his head and cry out. And we'd always ask, and he would say, it's like the nerves behind my eyes are popping and it hurts to beat the band. And he goes, it's just like popcorn going off in my head and it hurts so bad, but it wouldn't last very long, thank goodness. But I'd forgotten all about that until after our conversation. And he told Mackenzie, no more headaches. Everything's fine.
Wow.
And I had no idea that he had to have his head drained.
Because you and I are sort of devil's advocates on this deal. I believe in the ghost.
Of course.
And I don't know if I believe in the mediums only because I've seen the trickery, right? And that was Houdini's big thing in his life was to trip people up. But when I start hearing stories like what you just shared with us, and I don't know your dad's story. I think he's going to share that with us a little bit later on the radio. But this is eye-opening and absolutely intriguing to me.
On my side of the family, it's been primarily men. My father was one of 4 brothers. I have one sibling, my brother, Brett. I mean, just a long line of brothers. And she was my first child, and she obviously came out a girl. My mother was ecstatic. My dad's first comments when he saw her was, there's the future Miss Texas. And when I put her in his arms, the first time, he wouldn't let go.
Wow. So the emotional connections here are very high. I mean, obviously, you know, it's emotional for you. Emotional for Mackenzie.
Yeah.
And you're getting me right in the heart. I gotta tell you.
So it's no wonder that he would pick her to be the one to look over her.
Wow.
Versus all the other family members.
So I would assume now you are a believer.
I would like to say it, but like you said, there's, you know, with the internet, you can find out anything about anybody. So I take it with a grain of salt, but I will say if anybody has the opportunity to do it, do it. It's a really cool, very surreal way to connect to somebody. And like I said, my grandfather passed when I was in like second grade. I don't have too many memories. I wish I would have. I feel like this gave me some.
Yeah.
So.
You know, and anytime you can take some comfort, and especially in a situation like you, where you did not get a chance to know him well, you can take a comfort away from that experience. Believe it or not, you're a winner.
Exactly.
Mackenzie, thanks for joining us on the show today, man. It's been nice getting to know you, and what an incredible story. You know, at the level of emotion that your dad just felt through your story, I can't wait to hear what his own personal experience was like.
I have to say, his experience was a little bit cooler than mine, so I'm a little jealous, but hey, I'll take what I can get.
Well, you know, your dad's a rock star, right?
Yeah, she That's believes that. Every time I try to tell her I was cool back in the day when she was little on the rock station, she just rolls her eyes.
He's this cool rock star who gets to hang out with Pat Benatar and Van Halen and all that cool stuff. But to me, he's the guy who took me to Girl Scouts, says the stupid corny jokes, embarrassed me in front of many guys. So, I mean, he's cool to y'all, but he's dad. He's just dad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.